That was Intergovernmental Affairs Minister Dominic LeBlanc, Premier Higgs, and then you just heard Moltex Energy CEO Rory O'Sullivan. Well, not everyone is excited about that news. SMR technology comes with a fair share of critics questioning its viability, economic spin-offs, and clean energy branding. Susan O'Donnell is a researcher and adjunct professor at UMB's sociology department. She studies technology adoption in communities. She is also part of the Coalition for Responsible Energy Development, which was formed last year to oppose SMRs. Good morning, Professor O'Donnell. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Terry. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome. You just heard Dominic LeBlanc, Premier Higgs, and Rory O'Sullivan speaking about SMRs. They seem very enthusiastic. Is that enthusiasm justified?
Well, I have to say my overall reaction is sad and disappointed rather than excited, although I'm feeling better today. Sad and disappointed for future generations, I would say.
Why?
Well, you know, Terry, I've been to, I think, every climate strike that they've had in Fredericton. I've talked to many, many young people. I've seen the signs. I've heard the speeches from young people. I've seen signs from young people across New Brunswick. And I have never, ever heard any young people tell me that what they want for the future of New Brunswick is more nuclear energy.
What about the viability of the technology? Is it proven technology?
No, absolutely not. I mean, we've had small reactors in Canada before. A number of them have ended up as duds. One in Quebec called Jaunty 1, Maple 1, Maple 2, Slowpoke 3. This has been tried before. The particular technology that they're talking about, molten salt reactor, there were two molten salt reactors that have operated. Neither of them generated electricity. They were built more than 50 years ago. So, you know, there's nothing exciting about this. This is just a rebranding of an old idea for the reactor. The recycling piece is new, and I could talk about that. But, you know, it's just, this isn't going to be the technology that's going to bring young people back to New Brunswick and want to make them stay here. We're looking for real clean technology, not fake clean technology that can be used across a distributed grid across New Brunswick. And just to clarify, the group CRED that I belong to, Coalition for Responsible Energy Development, yes, we did form to oppose SMRs, but if you look at our website, that's not what we stand for. We stand for clean, renewable technology. That's what we want. And we see this investment in these SMRs is just standing in our way of where we need to go.
More than, well, the Premier made the point, and so did the CEO of Moltex Energy, Rory O'Sullivan, that the SMRs will provide power when the wind isn't blowing and the sun isn't shining.
Oh,
do you think that's
gosh,
go ahead.
Terry, sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm just so tired of hearing that. You know, it's just this energy, nuclear energy refrain that they keep repeating over and over. What about when the nuclear power plants don't work? I mean, LePreau was down for almost 2 months this winter, Terry, during the coldest months of the year. It was down for 4 years during the refurbishment. I mean, what about when the nuclear plant isn't working? I was on a conference call with a researcher in California a couple of months ago, and he was talking about in his part of the U.S., about a third of the nuclear plants at that very time were down for various things. The problem with these nuclear is that they are so complicated, and after the Fukushima disaster, the requirements for safety are just so complicated that it just gets more and more complicated, more and more things that'll go wrong with them. And so there's always something that's going to go wrong with them. And so, no, nuclear is not reliable. I mean, just look at the LePreau reactor, and you can say, well, these new ones are going to be better. Well, they've never been built. These companies like Moltex, they have no experience with it. These are PowerPoint reactors. And so I have absolutely no confidence that they're going to be more reliable than LePreau.
Okay, so in the minute I have left, what is your message to New Brunswickers? How do you think New Brunswickers should be treating this news?
I think New Brunswickers should be looking to all of the wonderful ideas that we have here in New Brunswick already. I mean, I'm thinking about, you know, these millions of dollars that are invested in one private sector company to build one unproven technology, speculative, that'll probably take 15 years, if it even is built, down the road, and will take another billion at least. And what we could be doing with that money to invest in all the homegrown ideas that we have across the province for renewable energy generation, for retrofitting, for passive homes, all kinds of wonderful ideas for how we can get to net zero and how we can reduce our carbon by 2030, which these technologies are not going to do. We can do it, Terry. We can do it if we invest the money right now in what New Brunswick has to offer.
Professor O'Donnell, thank you so much for talking to me this morning.
Thank you, Terry.
Bye-bye.